Tuatapere Southland Deer Farm's Velvet Head has been dubbed a cut above the rest at the New Zealand National Velvet and Trophy Antler Competition. Was this one on your radar? Four-year red stag Mark won the Trish and John Fogarty Deer and Livestock Cup with his 12.94 kilo velvet cut, winning by a country mile. To tell us about their win, I'm joined by Cruise Deer owner Tom Cruise. Yes, he's on the line now. Hi there, Tom.
I'm good.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time today. Look, I'm just going to get this out of the way. Tom Cruise, at some point in your life, you realised you were named after a movie star. How's that been for you?
No, he'd be named after me.
Fair enough. Somewhere in Hollywood right now, they're saying, hey, you're the guy who's an expert on deer velvet, are you?
Yeah, no, he's. I don't know what he is an expert on now, actually.
Yeah. Hey, you had a feeling that this velvet head was a winner, huh? Can you tell us about it?
Well, I bought him at Peel Forest. I wasn't there to buy a stag. They'd bought a lot of semen off me, so I went there and I just liked him and bought him.
Can you explain velvet heads to us and to our listeners?
To win a national is you've got to be cut perfect, nice and round, round beam, and very what we call beautiful head, beautiful in type and everything. And to cut such a big head so perfect, it's very hard to get.
Yeah, could you take us back a couple of steps, Tom? Explain to people what deer velvet and velvet head in particular is.
Well, velvet grows to hard antler in 120 days. We cut it at about 55 to 65 days, and it keeps all the juices in for minerals, the vitamins which the Asians use, and then you cut it, and then in the next 40, 50 days, it grows another head, but not as big. And that also goes to the pharmaceutical companies now.
Okay, so it's a pretty prized product.
Yeah, and second cut's worth up to $190 a kilo. And first cut's about $140 a kilo.
Yeah. How long have you been in the game?
Too long. About 40 years.
Okay. Why'd you get into it in the first place? Was there a bit of a craze for it? Can you take us back to those days?
Look, I was a deer culler when I was young, and I just loved the animal, and we've come a long way in that time. You know, the first hairs we're cutting, a good stag was 1.2 kilos, 1.1 as a two-year-old. Now they're up to, last year we cut a 10-kilo two-year-old. So it's come a long way in production.
Yeah, how much do you pay for a stag like this?
I paid $67,000. I thought it was very cheap.
Yeah, and you're not just paying for the deer velvet, right? That's one thing, but that's not what's going to make the money back.
Yeah, it's a selling of the semen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we get $500 a straw, and I must have sold 200 straws this year, I suppose.
Okay.
Of him.
So my maths brain isn't quite working this afternoon, but he's paid for himself?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And the sons and daughters of you, you know, they're worth a lot of money.
Mm. Yeah. And so about this competition then, I understand there was a bet involved.
A bet?
A bet with Kane, a certain Kane Wright.
Oh, no, he manages for me, yeah.
Yeah. But did you have a bit of a wager on this particular stag?
Well, I bet Mark Taplin, who manages Peel Forest, I said $1,000 I'd win it before I cut him. I knew he'd win. That was all there is to it. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Great. How did you find his name, by the way?
I named him after the manager of Peel Forest.
Okay, and that's Mark, yeah. He appreciates that?
He thinks it's a bit of a laugh. He's a good guy.
Yeah, nice one. Thanks for telling us about it, Tom. Nice to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tom Cruise from Cruise Deer.